Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's season 13, episode 1. We're talking about the girls are back together. Eddie's having heart surgery, and there's a sketchy zip line. It's all starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We got each other.
I love my friends.
Oh my God, we all just met, guys.
I know.
Let's be honest.
We're
about
just
it.
Getting to know each other. But maybe we will love each other.
Yeah.
Or not. Yes. Maybe there'll be drama. It is Orange County. Guys, welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. Welcome. It's episode 1, season 13. It's a brand new panel. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new cast, kind of. There's some new girls.
There's some OGs in there.
Yeah, but it's a new show. It's episode 1. There's so much to come. But let's just start it off now. I have Maite with me. Let's kick it off.
Hey guys, I'm Maite. Super excited. I can't wait to talk about tonight's episode.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm back. My name's Thomas Rulina, for those of you that are watching for the first time, and I can't wait to discuss Real Housewives with you.
Hi guys, I'm Haley Clover. You can find me on Instagram at Haley Clover, and this is my first Real Housewives panel, so I'm excited.
Ooh, same.
Welcome.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring That's the awesome. Sass.
You got it, girl.
And I'll bring the class.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Countess. Class with the Countess. That was a little New York. You can catch me for doing New York on Wednesdays, but for now, it's Orange County time.
Yes. It is.
Let's kick it off. I want to talk about the taglines right away, right off the bat. Who had the best tagline?
It's funny because we're going to disagree here, but for me, it's Kelly.
I thought Kelly's was hysterical as well.
Kelly,
like, call yourself
it.
Out, girl. I love it. You are on the prowl.
Hold on, Maite.
It's just so in your face.
Is it Vicky for you?
It's Vicky.
That was my second choice.
Really? I'm with you on the cougar.
Yeah.
It's like, I love that one.
It's a total obvious, though. Like, that girl is just born to be a cougar.
That girl is poison.
She just kind of came in the season and just, she came into the franchise and just really took it over when she first came on the scene.
We talked about it. I actually started at AfterBuzz Real Housewives of Orange County with Thomas.
Yes.
And Kelly was one of my favorites right off the bat. We talked about it, and I was always a Kelly shooter and always at Will Be.
Yeah.
Everyone knows I'm very loyal. The Bravo fans are loyal. When you like someone, you just like them all the way till the end.
Yeah, for sure. Even when Vicky was, you know, in her Brooks crap, I still liked her.
Exactly. We all were just hoping she would get a casserole. So we vote Vicky number 2 because it looks like Kelly's going to win for best tagline.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. So let's get right into the episode. We open up with Tamara and Eddie. And it's nice to see them. It's nice to see what they're all about right away. They're getting a new place.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting out of their old space that he had with his old life. And they're moving on with the new. And right away, he's saying no to Vicky.
Yeah.
Setting the tone for the whole season. Letting us know that there's going to be a problem with Tamara and Vicky back together. There's going to be a wedge. What do we think about this right away?
I like that with him, he is just being honest. I think that he's going to let the women, like, you know, get to their cool ground. But he has issues with her, so he needs to address them. And I think that makes good for a storyline as well for them.
Yeah, I just don't see Tamara not being close with Vicky again now that they're back together. There's just some type of cosmic energy that brings those two together. Like, even when they're fighting, if she says something funny, like, Tamara always laughs. They're always going to be close, so Eddie needs to get on board, because otherwise I don't think it's going to be good for him.
Exactly.
That's true.
Especially for his health. The whole thing is, like, such a huge health scare as
totally.
Well.
Totally. Yeah, it's scary. Heart problems are nothing to joke about, and it was nice to see him in this vulnerable state. But let me just say right off the bat, Eddie is still so sexy.
Yes!
13 seasons, and he's still, like, the sexiest guy that's ever blessed the franchise.
Him?
Like,
yeah, he
hottest
husband. He doesn't age.
Hottest husband. So, yeah, it was really nice to see them. And then we move on to Vicky, and she's telling Steve, Vicky doesn't want to live alone. Mm-hmm. Vicky doesn't want to live alone. Vicky wants a husband. Vicky wants a companion. And I'm like, you have a boyfriend and you're telling him this. He's probably going to think, are you talking about me?
I know, right?
Because I'm here. I'm your boyfriend. So
she's so direct.
Yeah. Vicky is still the same, obviously. Nothing has changed.
No, I love that about her, though. The fact that she just puts it out there and she tells him, like, hey, I don't want to live alone. This is not something I want for myself. You need to put a ring on it and let's call it a day.
Which he's clearly, like, living there already.
Yeah.
He needs to just make the adjustment already.
Well, she said he's been there for 2 months. He just hasn't changed his address. Mm. And that's, like, the big deal for her.
Do we know if he's divorced previously?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
I know. We know very minimal once. About him.
He was married once and divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because for her, it's like, how many times do you need to get married? Like, for...
She wants her love tankful.
Does it really... I know, but it's like, does it really even count anymore?
She was here, she'd say, you know what? That's the way I was raised, and I just want to be married.
Yeah.
And that's just how we do it. You get married, and I want to be in love. That's what she would say. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
That's just how we were raised. We get married, and then we get divorced, and then we get married, and then we get divorced, and then we get married, and then we get divorced.
It's a cycle. It's a cycle.
It's a pattern. It's a vicious cycle. People that are married just want to get divorced. Clearly, as we see with Kelly, who is just giving us such a bright light, and we're going to get to her, but what I really want to talk about is how people downplay what's really happening. Tamara's talking about her house.
Oh, God.
I'm like,
tell
girl,
me we're getting the square footage.
That house is nice.
The house is perfect.
Yes.
It's big, it's beautiful, it's bright, it has a pool.
It's like for entertainment, too. The backyard is amazing.
Yeah. And I could live in that backyard.
And you know Bravo agrees with us because they wouldn't have shown a full-blown montage of the house after her comments.
Yeah.
I love Bravo. They're so shady. Vicky wants to do better with the women, and she's telling this to Steve as we're looking at Tamara's house, and we're just getting a little bit of glimpses from all the women, seeing what they're up to, and now we're looking at Shannon. And Shannon is, Shannon is the same.
Can't.
So it seems like, Bravo, they're going to give us a progression of Shannon. She's just not going to come back skinny and be like, I got it like that. I'm divorced. I'm skinny. I got it going on. We're going to get there. So I think by the end of the season, we're going to see a new Shannon, 10 pounds lighter, just got it going on.
Well, she'll be more than 10 pounds because she's already 10 pounds in this episode.
Yes.
Right. So I think, because we've seen her on Instagram and she's definitely...
Yeah, she's lost the weight.
A lot of weight.
But right now, I feel like she's still in the same state emotionally as we saw her last season.
Yeah.
I don't want to see crying Shannon anymore.
I don't either. That's one thing.
First episode.
I can't deal.
And you know what? We're rooting for you. I want to see you happy, so I can't wait for her to be happy, because when she is on it, she's on it. Like when she showed up with the helmet, I was dying laughing.
Oh, Shannon's funny, especially when it comes to costumes. She's always the first one in the costume.
And let me just say, her kids, they look like they should be in the band Heim.
Oh, yeah!
Which is an all-girl group here from Los Angeles, here in the Valley, Sherman Oaks.
Oh,
I love them.
God, you're
I want
so
them to
right.
like. I want them to reprise like their girl band like days, and I need that to come back.
That girl band was legit. This is why I'm like, you guys are Heim. They need to be mentoring with them, and
they grew up a lot.
They did.
They did grow up a lot.
So much older than the last season.
You just realize, like, through the kids, how much older we're getting and how fast it's coming.
They look different just over, like, 1 year. I was like, whoa, they look different already.
Yeah, from 8 to 16 years old. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You're 16 already? How is this happening?
And they look great. It's really exciting to see them growing up. But Shannon's talking about, you know, from 14,000 feet to 4,000 feet. Obviously, it's important because she's giving us these numbers, so we're going to take it. You know, obviously, she's feeling that. So, it's not going to be a 24-hour comeback. It's going to be a progression. We're going to keep it honest. And you know what? I appreciate that. I'm ready for her to be happy.
Yeah.
I think she will be by the end of the season. I really do, you know.
Hopefully. Because we see Kelly, and she comes right back, and she's in the same boat as Shannon, except she has a completely different attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Different outlook.
Yeah, totally.
She's happy. Let's talk about Kelly.
I mean, she couldn't have been more ready for divorce. Like, she was, you know, it took forever to get divorced, but, like, in her mind, she was already single. So that's why she just hopped right back into the dating game, like, right when those divorce papers were signed.
Yeah, she's shedding light on all these other women who are also going through divorces. And she's kind of like that brighter side that you need in your life. Like, you always need that friend that's going to tell you and take you out of the dumps.
Exactly.
But the fact that, like, her house doesn't look all that amazing as everybody else's, and yet they're complaining more than she is.
She's so happy about it, though.
It's like, yeah.
I think it's, like, the freedom part of just, like, getting rid of her last relationship and just moving forward. And mm-hmm. even though she doesn't have as many great things as she did last season, mm-hmm. that doesn't matter to her. And you just see, like, a lighter, happier side to her. It's like, all the women are, like, happier this season, which is nice.
Exactly. Even Kelly says it. She doesn't say the exact square footage like Shannon did, but she says, I'm in a tiny two-bedroom, and I love it.
But that's also why and they love the Housewives, because we want to know that they live in a 14,000 square foot house.
Absolutely. I feel like that's how it started.
Yeah. We were I want to know that you're really unhappy in a 4,000 square foot house.
Please, diamonds, do not make you happy. We need to know about this.
Oh my God.
I totally agree. I feel like this is how the franchise started, but eventually we fell in love with these women, mm-hmm. and we root for them, and I feel like they all take turns being at the mercy of the public, and I love them for that. So
I want to see Kelly go on all these dates that she says she's not going out.
She's
in,
going, but to, she's going to, get to.
I need to see these guys.
Do you think Shannon is going to revisit her, like, business venture that she had that she was going to do with
David?
The restaurant, everything. Do you think we're going to see that this season? Or
I didn't really see anything in the preview. Hopefully they're not. They leave a lot of stuff out. So maybe there will be a little glimpse of her.
She does have the middle orange, though, doesn't she?
She does,
so
yeah.
We're going to see a lot more of Shannon than I think we're expecting. Mm-hmm. Like, they always, I feel like, always pick on one housewife every season.
Yeah.
And you get much more of the, like, you know, middle drama one. And, well, yeah, and they're going to.
Everyone loves a comeback.
But I don't know if she's going to have a total comeback.
I feel like it's going to be a progression, but eventually there will be.
Yeah, okay.
She needs a hot boyfriend to kind of complete that image. You're skinny now. You got it going on.
Yeah.
You need a man now,
you know?
Go on
Tinder, girl. Tinder.
You think Vicky's boyfriend is going to, that match is going to work out for Shannon?
I feel a boyfriend for Shannon would just make it better for her. You know what I mean?
I don't think so either.
You don't think
no,
so?
Shannon needs to go to therapy and be okay with herself before she's ever going to be able to have a relationship with someone else.
Well said.
What do you think she went on the off season?
No, okay. She's still.
You were in a relationship for 20 years, had kids with them. I don't care if you're in one off season. It's going to take 100 off seasons to be totally okay with
that. I wonder if she's progressively like realizes that she does need to take some time off to really, like, you know, find some inner peace. I don't know if she did that.
RuPaul says it. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. But I really do feel like sometimes it just, you need, like, to get laid and you need to, like,
have fun. She can have those F buddies, you know, laying around. Uh-oh. And, like, whenever she needs someone, she can just call them. Like, she deserves that.
But she deserves a young guy.
She does that, too. But she can have a boy toy. She can have all of that. But she needs to realize her worth first.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because she has really low self-confidence.
It's just really nice when you bounce back with a hot young guy. Look at Tamra.
I know. Tamra bounced back really good.
She bounced back really good. And she got a new face. And it looks really good, too.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the girls hanging out. There's little glimpses. We have a Shannon and Vicky coffee date. We have a Kelly and Vicky dinner meeting. And by the way, we're seeing glimpses of the children throughout. Let's talk about Jolie because she was giving me life. Hilarious how she was giving it back to her mom. When the two housewives ordered vodka and she just looked at the camera like, where am I right now?
Why am I here?
This is ridiculous. It was pretty incredible.
I hope all these young kids that are on these reality shows really, like, take advantage of their platforms. I know she's really young, but I'm hoping that Kelly can kind of, like, facilitate, you know, talking to her and, you know what I mean? Like, they're all these kids on these shows.
They really are.
Look at Kylie and Kendall, like, on Keeping Up.
I'm just hoping that Jolie doesn't get effed up in the head.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy watching Kelly, or I guess enjoys maybe the wrong word, but she does not need to divulge all of that information about her dating life and stuff as a mom to her young daughter. Like, that's just going to screw with her head when she gets older.
Yeah, she's
looking at her like a BFF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you're a mom.
Yeah. Well, I just think there's a time and place for everything. Maybe she could have just been at home while you and Vicky are out drinking vodka.
Yeah. For sure.
She's old enough to be at home by herself.
Yeah, but, you know, we're talking about the ladies, and I want to know, what do you guys think about what they were talking about specifically? The moving on thing, the hanging out with other guys after the relationship ends. Mm-hmm. This is what we want for Shannon, and we're clearly not getting it, because when Tamra was giving it to Shannon, she's still out on her wedding ring. She's stuck in another phase. And I feel like Kelly is not. She's ready to go out and mingle And I feel like that's what the season's going to be about.
Yeah, it's just new energy. And I think when Bravo even, like, does the Everybody Was in White and they rebrand the whole show, that's when you know Bravo's really banking on this season to be really good.
And we need it to be good.
We need this. Yeah, we need this season to be good. And I kept on looking, like, throughout the episode. I was like, there has to be something that stands out to me. And those last 15 minutes for me were everything. When I saw all four of them, or five, get back together, I was like, oh, I'm on the edge of my seat. This is going to get really good.
The girls are back together.
This is your time to shine. Yeah.
And I love how throughout the episode, we're seeing these little meetings and they're really getting somewhere. They're reconnecting, mm-hmm. like they're saying. Shannon and Tamara, I feel like their relationship is a little bit different. I feel like Tamara's in the stage where she's ready to just call out Shannon for everything.
Yeah.
I feel like she's at the stage with us where she just doesn't want to see her cry anymore. Mm-hmm. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to tell her about David. So you know,
she did a lot of that last season. So I think, like, at some point, you have a friend that you're kind of getting through something, and then, you know, you reach a point where you're kind of at the end of that, mm-hmm. and you just want someone to turn the page. And yeah. I think that's what she's going through right now.
And that's what we saw tonight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Tamara's gotten over all of the stuff she needed to get over mm-hmm. in her own life too. Like, she has a good relationship with her mom, good mm-hmm. relationship with her son.
Yeah.
I know her daughter. I'm sure she's still working on that relationship. But for pretty much everything that she had to cry about, like Shannon does, like, she's over it. And so now she's like, I just need the positivity in my life, and Shannon's not.
Yeah. Exactly. She's like, I'm good. So can you be good?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly
like
what she's
to be on the same page. Let's be on the same page.
You know, seriously. So Shannon says, you know, David has a new girlfriend and he's I'm never going to get back
oh
with
my
him.
God.
And
yeah.
I never want to have anything to do with that. And she has the ring on still.
So she's 20 years younger than him. She's 34 years old. Which, when they mentioned 20 years younger, I was like, oh my gosh, she's probably like 22 or 23. But then they were like, she's 34 years old. So that's not too bad.
Well, Shannon's going to make everything a little bit bigger, which brings us to our first poll. Who do you think is going to have the most drama this season? Let us know in the chat. I know you guys are watching. Thank you for watching. If you're listening to us on iTunes, we thank you so much. Download us every Monday night.
Yeah, and just quickly, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, more. There's networks that work harder to serve. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans than us. So we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored, made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So if you like shows like us, subscribe. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, they're optional. Okay, so hit that subscribe button now for this channel. Check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know you did in the comments so that we can thank you on air. Okay, and for now, thanks so much for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
We love you guys.
That was fantastic. Yeah. We're moving on, and we're talking about how, you know, David has a girlfriend, but Shannon's lost 10 pounds, so we want to acknowledge that. And we want to acknowledge that once she found out about the ring, she was like, get this off of me. Help me get this off. They ran to the sink. They got the soap. I feel like Tamara is a good friend. She was like, you know what? I stalked his new girlfriend. That is good friend
status. That is a good friend.
Yeah.
We all need that.
I would have done that.
The only thing I didn't like about Tamara was that fake crying, which someone did bring up in the chat. BSB, BISP25. Totally agree with you. That fake crying in the beginning, I did not like that.
Guys.
Spit it out.
Tamara has been fake crying for 13 seasons.
Oh, what do they call it? Crocodile tears on Atlanta.
It's always yes.
No, the worst. The worst was this. My tay, hold my head.
That was iconic.
That was the worst.
That's like memes everywhere.
Oh my god!
Like a bad day.
Well, speaking of, Vicky calls Tamara while she's talking to Ryan, talking about Eddie's heart surgery. She's saying, look, everything went fine, but we found out other things. It might come back because there's complications. It took 10 minutes for her to get that out, but Vicky did call. He made the funniest face.
He did.
Letting everybody know he is not down with Vicky.
That's because she offered to buy him a juice. Buy her a juice.
And he was like, an effing juice?
Yeah.
You know what?
I love how he did that on camera, because that's stuff you don't do on camera. But he knows the cameras are there. He's been doing this for many years now. And he's like, a juice.
So funny. You know what? I'm going to defend Vicky. I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to say this.
It's the call that counts.
I feel like Vicky just sometimes doesn't know what to say and she gets nervous and she's just like, oh, do you need anything? I'll bring you a juice.
Do you not buy that?
I don't even think it's that. I think about it. There's no way that that's the first time Vicky's texting Tamara in this situation or talking to Tamara. Like, Tamara's clearly been texting her for the last 2 hours.
Totally.
And then they're like, I better call so I'm on camera calling. Yeah. And then
it's in the schedule.
And then she's like, oh shit, I already talked about this, this, and this. Oh my god, I'll bring you a juice because it's new. And then to all of us, it's like, why would she offer her a fresh pressed green juice?
Oh god. It's so California.
It is.
Yeah. It's very really OC. Is.
So I love green juice.
I love that we brought up Ryan.
Me too.
I love that we brought up Ryan because we are going to have a special segment that we're going to talk about a little bit later, but we want you to vote in the chat now. Who is the real MVP? Is it Jolie or Ryan? Because that's who we talked about. Jolie was making us laugh throughout the entire episode, calling out her mom, the faces she was making into the camera. But Ryan's short scene with his mom really gave it to us. That was really, really funny. I love that. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the new housewife, Emily.
Interesting. Very interesting. Like, right when she was describing the relationship, I'm like, but is this going to come back? I mean, I know when you fall out with somebody 2 years, she said, but when you fall out with somebody like that and you're on a reality show, I mean, that's going to come back.
Ammo!
Yeah. Like, you know, I get it. Like, she's on the show. Tamara brought her on, but you're bringing somebody on that you had an issue with. I mean, be prepared. Is all I'm saying.
Be prepared.
I can only hope that Emily and Tamara get super close and then they bring Gretchen back next season.
Gretchen would love that. No. She's waiting in the wings.
She is.
Yes.
I know, but I'd be okay with it.
She's a friend of Thomas's and I. She's been on the show.
Yeah, she was here last season, and she was she was very pleasant, and so was Slade. So it would be nice. I do miss her.
We've come a long way with Slade. I used to feel a very certain way about him, and then he came into AfterBuzz.
Oh, did you change your mind?
Oh, he's total daddy.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Daddy! Full circle.
I think I hope for Ricky to make an appearance. I feel like
he
both
is a
of them,
thirsty queen. No.
I feel like they'll both be friends again, and then Ricky will come and pop up. Maybe he'll pop up at Tamara's like housewarming party or something.
What I want Tamara to say is what the issue was. Did we ever discover what the issue was?
Eddie made out with someone.
Oh, but was there more to that, or did they ever?
Do we need more?
No, that's
it.
Girl, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Emily drives a Tesla, and it's all full circle. Like Thomas said, she's not just a party planner and an attorney. No, she is the person that owned the house where all this huge drama went down, where they were talking about Eddie making out with a guy. This was her place.
This is full circle.
This is why Thomas said this is all going to come back.
Oh my God.
I have a feeling.
Tamara said.
Maybe not right away, but at some point, they're going to have to rehash what they rehashed off camera, on camera.
Yeah.
Because Tamara said, we were so good. And then she did something that pissed me off. Mm-hmm. She was hanging out and associating with people that I wasn't close with anymore.
Was Tamara invited to that party too?
No,
I don't think because so. Gretchen and Ricky were going to be there, so she felt like it was a total setup.
But Emily even said this episode, though, that she didn't know that there was stuff going on between Tamara and Ricky, so you'd imagine she'd still get invited.
That's what she's saying. And no, she's saying, no. What she was saying was she didn't know that Gretchen was going to be there because she invited Ricky, and Ricky brought Gretchen along.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And she's part of the I Hate Tamara train. Mm-hmm. God, This is juicy. It's going to get really good, you guys.
Did anybody else think that Emily, as a lawyer, when they showed her in her office, was just the most awkward thing of all time? Like, she was saying, like, well, in section 1250 of whatever.
It's
like, I'm sorry, not one lawyer that I've ever met ever, talks that.
Exactly. It was a little
to
Elle Woods.
To the book,
it was a little like, I better show them that I'm a lawyer and I work a lot.
She was like, do you have any idea what jurisdiction means? You know, she's like, tell him, Paulette, I'm here to take the dog. Like, it's just, it was,
I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was very much, let me show you that I'm a lawyer, as opposed to just being a lawyer. You know, you don't have to show that you're a lawyer if you're just a lawyer.
Right.
True.
It was very interesting. She was giving me Jacqueline Laurita feels.
That's a pretty good
one.
Comparison.
Mm-hmm. And we get into this.
I love her kids, though.
Yeah, her kids.
We get into the family.
Super cute kids.
Take it off. Let's go with the family. Go in there.
Well, okay. So the way that she described her daughter, first of all, They called her
a child, a child of the woods, or fairy?
A feral kid. Yeah, that's what they called her. A feral child that we got from the woods. And then she was like, oh, my boys. Yeah. I was like, oh, gosh.
She's crazy.
Poor girl.
I love that she was poor, though, because she was like, I came from, like, the free lunches at school, and I'm like, girl, I know about that.
Yeah.
And she was like, and I put myself in situations to make my situation better.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I like totally the empowering just everybody. I love the energy that she brings. I think she's going to bring a lot. And the fact that she has history, I think sometimes it doesn't work when the housewives are new and they don't know anybody.
Peggy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It gets boring.
Oh, God, don't remind me of Peggy.
Yeah. But with her, it's like she's already kind of weaved in with all these women.
And we don't miss Lydia. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No one missed her the first time.
Anybody?
She
Megan?
Left.
Oh, yeah, Megan.
You know what? I don't mind Megan sometimes. She occasionally brings it because she, like, gives it to them good sometimes. You know, when she was calling out Vicky,
sometimes,
it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah. But sometimes Megan's kind of dumb. But sometimes she's crazy. You know, she's like, I called Newport Imaging. And we're like,
oh. Right. I totally forgot.
I hope she's a friend of the show this season, because she is. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
You guys, I love how I gave it to the panel. Let's talk about the family. And they didn't talk about the most obvious
thing. Oh, yeah, the husband.
The husband,
I
you
know.
Guys.
This Do we was... want to go in right away?
No,
yeah, we can.
The weirdest thing ever.
I'm sorry, guys, but we're going to go right into the husband. You guys, so weird. I'm sorry. I like him. Let me just say, I like him.
You don't even know it out.
But the thing is, this is totally like a friendship, which I'm not bagging on. It works.
It works.
You know what? Sometimes you should marry your best friend, because I've seen.
But they're not. They were not even best friends.
And then have sex with other people. They don't even look like they sexually like each other.
I don't think so either.
Well, this is all through the email.
She's never seen him naked, besides when they were conceiving.
I don't know. It was very. Who proposes through Google Chat?
Hey, you want to get married?
Yes.
And then a few weeks later,
they're married. They're in Vegas.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not mad at it for the best friend thing, and we've seen the dynamic. Let me just say this right off the bat, guys. We're making a lot of predictions throughout the entire episode. Let's not get upset. Let's not get upset out there, okay? We're gonna see how this plays out.
Control every
right here.
Don't
you guys
do it
can
now.
Think what you want.
let's just not get the panties in a twist, because this is what we're seeing.
Right.
And so far we're just seeing it's a little bit weird. But it's working. So you know what? Muzzle.
Yeah. And they look happy. It looks like a happy family.
Shane seems very easy and reserved. And
yeah, I feel like he's not going to get involved in any drama with the women either.
Exactly.
He's just going to let it go. Just have him deal with it, which is the way it should be.
Well, let's move on to the best part of the episode, the obstacle course.
Oh, my God.
I want to visit that obstacle course.
We should do it.
We'll do it for the season finale.
Step on my finger and I'll kill you.
My finger.
You guys.
I'll be crying the entire time.
We all just met a couple minutes ago, and the first thing we talked about was, like, did we like the episode? The first thing we talked about
was the last 15 minutes.
The last 15 minutes were so funny. I was dying.
It was
but
good.
We'll get to the sketchy zip line as we teased. But let's talk about the girls are back together, and it's a fun dynamic. I feel like it was super honest. What about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, their chemistry was just, like, still there. They looked like they were having such a good time, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's refreshing to see all of them be able to get together and, you know, it beats throwing dishes at one another. It's just, like, a new energy that I personally need in my life as well.
And missed,
so it's just
right?
good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were definitely supporting each other with the little comments that we heard here.
Do it for your daughter.
Do it for your daughter. Mm-hmm.
And normally, Shannon would have been pissed, but she was like, you know what, Kelly?
You're right.
You're right. This is growth. #growth. And I love it.
Yeah. And they look like they were having fun, which is important. Yeah.
Which is really important, because I wouldn't have. Like, I would have been crying. I would have been Vicky. And I would have been hurt.
You would have got through it, though.
You can totally
you can do it. You could do it for the fans who watch.
Yes.
I was dying so hard when Vicky got her finger caught and she was screaming at Shannon.
Okay, how bad, like, do we actually think that
I don't think anything happened to Vicky's finger.
Was that a moment? Was that a Vicky moment?
It was totally a Vicky moment.
What we didn't see was that Vicky was literally just holding her hand in the air like this, and no one was stepping on it, and the camera's just not showing, and she's just like, ah!
Producers are like, louder!
And then Shannon at the top was crying her eyes out,
funny.
Like, I can't do.
When they went on the zip line and Kelly jumped off and she felt how sketchy it was. You guys, I've ziplined all over the world, internationally, might I add. And it's super steady. It's not scary because it's just, like, so steady. You're enjoying the view. The speed is, like, constant.
It's scary.
This, like, that was, like, a bounce.
But this was, that's the purpose of these ones, because it's supposed to drop you in the beginning, so they have to keep the...
this is to push you. This is to push you physically.
So you're supposed to feel as though you're, like, falling, and then it catches you, which is, like, the scary part of it. But, yeah, I mean, even Shannon looked like she was going to smack her head on the ground when she jumped off of that.
I was like, the cord is going very low to the ground.
Very low. I'm like, I feel like one of them touched the grass with their butt. I'm like, it's too low. It's too low.
Yeah.
And Kelly, when she went down, she was like, the zip line was the scariest thing I've ever done. And she looked back like, I can't wait for Shannon to go down. Push her off. Push her off. I was dying. Kelly is just the same. Still picking at Shannon, and it's really freaking hilarious.
Yeah. It is.
Cue the montage of the quiet woman, her blowing on the glass.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you guys, Kelly, she's so freaking good. She's hysterical.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the real MVP. What's in the chat right now? Did we? Who are you guys voting for MVP? Jolie or Ryan?
Ryan.
I'm gonna say Ryan as
Ryan
well.
Too.
Oh, sorry.
I think we're gonna get a lot of Jolie moments this season. So,
all right, let's pull up Jolie. A picture of Jolie real quick. Oh, there she is. Jolie. This is the moment that I was talking about, the vodka, which was hysterical. She's looking at them like, "Look, you freaking drunks, freaking hysterical." We don't have a clip of Ryan, but how can we forget that little look that he gave and the juice comment? Freaking hysterical.
I wonder if he's still married. Because I know last season he was getting a divorce.
He was having trouble with
that. They got married.
No, they did get married.
They did.
We don't know if they actually got divorced. Put it in the chat if you know. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
All right, let's move on to our Twitter sphere segments. Those are the little tweets.
That was all me, guys, from the podcast. I'm kidding.
I love those little tweets. So let's pull up the tweets. We're going to be shouting you guys out. So if you guys want your tweets mentioned on AfterBuzz, tweet us and let us know. Like, we love that you guys are shouting out on Twitter. So this is the first one. It's who picked this one?
It was mine. It feels like Christmas Eve for us OC stans. And it's good that everybody's getting excited about this season, because last season everyone complained. I mean, the tweets were really bad. They were like, it was boring.
Educate the people. Tell everybody what stan is.
Stan is just like, you're way more bigger than a fan. It's just your whole life. It's everything. You're just a stan. Go on Urban Dictionary as well.
Ooh! I need to look it up.
Me too. All right.
Apparently, I'm not a stan.
I'm a Lou stan, a Luann stan, and I'm just a Bravo stan. So we're going to shout out Cable Kimmy right here, because she put Tamara's social media stalking David's new girlfriend is best friend status. Totally agree. And while we're there, let's just shout out Amy Phillips, who's hilarious as well. And she put Real Housewives of Orange County voted most likely to leave the cast injured.
Yeah, to leave the injured. Cast that's event so true. Injured. Yeah.
With hilarious. Vicky involved.
I'm
yes.
super blind. Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
How hilarious is that? Mm-hmm. Totally true. I love that they showed the montage of Vicky getting hurt. That would have been me.
Going to the hospital.
They always
last year.
Do the compilations.
Yeah. Mm.
The compilations this whole season. I mean, this whole episode.
They always put in the best little clips too, right? To make fun of one of the housewives, like right after they say something. I never do that. And then they put in a clip of her like doing that exact thing. And you're like,
I trust these girls. Even though she said some really bad things to me. Cue the Tamara in the face. Oh, so freaking funny. Do we have one more tweet, Steven?
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Might take
that,
it ahead.
That one's mine, and it says, ever noticed in any scene where the ladies are exercising, especially hikes, the only thing getting any workouts are their mouths?
Ooh.
And that was by Back to ICT.
And guys, thank you for being with us in the chat. Ronnie and Tabitha Roadhouse, Mike Bowman, we love you guys. Charlie in Charge, where are you, boo? Bisp25, we love you guys. It's really fantastic to have you guys in there, keeping us up to date and keeping us on our toes. We love that. With that, let's get into news and gossip.
Ooh. We have some, too.
AfterBuzz TV.
We have so much news and gossip, and we start with kind of a downer. Annabelle from Ladies of London, another Bravo hit show, she's passed away. It's super sad. We have a picture.
This is so sad.
So we don't know exactly what she died of. It's super sad, so we're just going to take a moment and say, Annabelle Nielsen,
is not with us anymore, but we loved her and we are very heartbroken.
Loved her on Ladies of London. Yeah. And she wasn't on the last season, but she was definitely a standout character.
Yeah. For sure.
We feel very about this. We feel very bad about this because we love our Bravo girls. We love these ladies. They put themselves out there for us to be entertained. Yeah. And, you know, we take it to a whole different level. We judge it. We do shows about it. Mm-hmm. We indulge in it. We devote our lives to it. So we really feel like we know these ladies sometimes. So rest in peace, Annabelle.
Yeah.
And we move on to Luann, my favorite housewife. Luann. And people have been messaging me, tweeting me, IMing me, like, literally all day long because they know I'm a loose stand. They want to know, what do you think? What do you think?
What do you think?
You know what? I just think, this is what I think. She's just overwhelmed. You know, every season you have to do the show and then you have to relive it a year later. And when you're going through something as tough as not drinking and everyone's watching you, waiting for you to drink, basically rooting for the devil because they want you to fail, I feel like she just needed to take a step back and was like, you know what? I'm going back to camp.
Yeah.
I'm going back to camp. The chatter's too much. The pressure's too much. I'm reliving everything. And obviously I'm going through stuff. Like, I just tried to take, like, my kids are suing me. Her kids are suing her. She basically took the house.
Wait, and really?
So the kids aren't happy with Luann right now. Ooh. So she's just taking a step back. She's taking a step back. And you know what? None of us are perfect. And I've said it before, I wish I could go away for 28 days.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds really good. So you know what? If you can do it and you have the resources, sometimes you need to take a step back because you are making mistakes and you don't want to hurt the people you love. And I know Luann loves her kids, so I don't want to judge and I don't want to get all crazy, but I just want to say we're here for you and we'll be waiting for you when you get out. It'll be amazing because you've had
another season will start.
Yeah, she's had an amazing comeback. And let's move on to OC news. Vicky is throwing shade at the ladies on Daily Pop, talking about how Emily has watched all the seasons and all the episodes of the show, and she was desperate to get on, and she had to audition, and Vicky didn't audition because she started the franchise. What do we think about this quickly?
Well, I think it's typical Vicky. You gotta give the new girl some crap.
Ah!
Yeah, it's part of the process. I mean, if you're going to be on here and if Vicky's going to be the main girl, you better be ready for anything.
Mm-hmm. It's like she's in the sorority and they're trying to get her back in. So I think she's putting some stuff out
there. Yeah, she's going through a hazing period.
Yeah,
it's the hazing period.
Hazing period.
Predictions, Haley?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
For next week, I think we see
Tamara and Vicky and Eddie trying to get together. What do we think about this?
Oh, yeah. I think Eddie's going to accept it, but not really care. Like, exactly. Not going to be real about
it. Totally agree with you, Thomas. Yeah.
Well, Kelly and Vicky get into it next week, so I'm interested to see what that argument's about. I predict they will get over it, though.
Yeah.
Emily, I feel like we're going to get to know more of Emily, and then we're going to also see a new housewife come in, right?
Yes.
So that should be
Yes, we didn't get to see that. We are talking housewife. Where we're going to, it's a fantastic Fruits episode. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for chatting with us. Download us every Monday night as your host, Leanne Casillo. You can find me on all the things at Hollywood Leanne. Check out the blog. Check out me and Kevin Undergaro on Born This Way, August 15th. We're mentoring and showcasing AfterBuzz. My thing?
That's so cool. Hey, guys, you can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. You guys tweet me. Let me know your thoughts about tonight's episode.
Hey, guys, now that you're done watching our show, check out my show. It's called Your Time with Thomas on YouTube, and follow me everywhere at Thomas or Lena.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and everything else at Haley Clover.
Bye, AfterBuzzers. See you next Monday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.